So this is a clip that I found on Breitbart of Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Now, in this clip, Senator Ron Johnson is talking about a potential cure for COVID. And just listen, I want you to listen to how he goes on about it. But this is exactly the thing that dissuades people from getting the vaccine. By doing things like this, he's actually trying to convince, and probably in some cases successfully, convince people not to get the vaccine. Here he is.
Final infection fatality rate. Right now, it's looking like it's not going to be much more than double a bad seasonal flu. Now, I'm not downplaying this. We've had 600,000 excess deaths over the last year. But, you know, one thing we didn't do, Brian, and this was a huge failure on the part of our health agencies, is we didn't explore and research early treatment with the cheap repurposed generic drugs. It's something I've been banging my head against the wall for, you know, since last April, trying to get the health agencies to do the types of studies. You know, more and more information is coming out.
They did do the studies.
Just a piece of the Wall Street Journal talking, you know, to two writers asking the FDA, why are they denigrating what appears to be a pretty successful early treatment drug, ivermectin?
He's talking about ivermectin, folks. And that sounded familiar to me, because it's used to treat worms in dogs, in cats, in cows. It's a dewormer. It's a dewormer. And that he's talking about two writers in the Wall Street Journal. It was an opinion piece. It wasn't an actual article that they wrote. So he's talking about a worming agent that veterinarians use.
That's being censored on the internet as well.
No, it's not.
So again, there's just been the censorship of information has caused people to lose faith in the media, in the social media, and fellow health agencies. And it's a really terrible place for this country to be in. I don't know the final infection fatality rate.
So he's talking, and the thing that gets me is at the end there, the failure for them to look into this as a solution for COVID makes the federal agencies lose face. And that is, he's using a solution that has been disproven to say that because they're not looking into it, it makes our federal agencies look bad, and it makes them look like they don't know what they're doing, etc. These are the type of people that we don't need talking about anything to do with COVID, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about, folks. And he's actually dissuading people from getting the vaccine. So take a look at this. This is coming from Gavi.org, and they're talking about this study that he's talking about. So why isn't ivermectin recommended? You know, this deworming agent that any veterinarian will tell you that they use for deworming cats, dogs, cows, everything. So why isn't it recommended? While some other studies did appear to show benefits of ivermectin, many did not. These were summarized by the National Institutes of Health, showing severe limitations arising from small sample sizes and problems with study design. Both the National Institutes of Health and the European Medicines Agency judged on the basis of these studies that there is currently insufficient evidence to support the use of ivermectin treatment of COVID-19. More studies are underway currently, but let's click on that link for the National Institutes of Health and see what that says. So here it is. This is the selected clinical data, and you can see that they've got the study design, methods, results, limitations, and interpretation. So this study was looking at ivermectin versus placebo for treatment of mild COVID-19. Go all the way over to the right-hand side, limitations and interpretation, and look at the key limitations of the studies that were done. Relatively small sample size, primary endpoint was modified during the trial due to lower than expected event rates. The first 65 patients received a placebo that smelled and tasted different from ivermectin. The study enrolled a younger, healthier demographic than those who typically experience more serious cases of COVID-19. And it just goes on and on and on. The biggest thing here is relatively small sample size. So the studies weren't there to support it. And it just goes on into another study down here, ivermectin versus doxycycline versus placebo treatment, small sample size, etc., etc., etc. So this is recognized throughout the world as not being a valid COVID-19 treatment. And to have a senator out there talking about how he's banging his head against the wall because they're not looking at this, they did look at it. They did. I mean, the studies were done, folks. We've got to focus on what works. And those are the Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson, the Moderna vaccines. These are things that work. And if somebody like Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, would spend his time talking about what works and less time about talking about what doesn't work and how they don't want to wear a mask, we'd have a vaccine that was effective and we'd have higher vaccination rates and we wouldn't even have to worry about mask mandates because people would be using something that's actually working. It's frustrating. But that's how it is when you're dealing with somebody like Senator Ron Johnson. Let's just hope and pray that he decides not to run or that he gets primaried.